Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier is set to spend his second day in Rome as he continues to talk up WA to Europe. Mark McGowan, joined by Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis and a range of WA tourism operators in the Italian capital.
It's very exciting. And to be here in Rome promoting Western Australia is, I think, probably a first. But we hope and expect many tourists and students and other people want to come to Western Australia to experience everything we have to offer.
The Qantas direct flight from Rome touches down here in Perth in about half an hour, while the Prime Minister has arrived in Spain overnight for what is labelled a critical NATO summit in Madrid. Leaders of Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea have all been included. An e-scooter rider who allegedly slammed into an 8-year-old girl on a path near North Coogee Dog Beach yesterday has been released without charge overnight. The girl spent the night at Perth Children's Hospital with facial injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. And Australia's part in the space race appears to be up and away. NASA's first of three rockets launched in the Northern Territory overnight. It's the first on Aussie soil in 27 years. ANU's Dr. Brad Tucker says things are looking good this morning.
The rocket has come back down safely. Just this morning, they've been figuring out where it landed, and now we'll be safely recovering it. So this was an X-ray telescope to look at light from our Milky Way galaxy. They started to get their data 100 seconds after launch, and they seem very pleased with what they got.
A sea of blue at Optus Stadium last night, with New South Wales beating Queensland 44 points to 12 in State of Origin Game 2. Coach Brad Fittler telling Nine the match was won off the back of a big week of training here in Perth.
They played like they trained. They trained really hard all week. Actually tried to fit more in than we normally would. They realised we had to do the work.
Geelong defender Tom Stewart heads to the tribunal after a big hit on Tigers midfielder Dion Prestia. He could get up to 5 weeks. And Wimbledon gets underway from tonight. Listener.